我相信我们都非常熟悉哥林多前书第十三章关于爱的定义。
I trust you all are very familiar with the definition of love as recorded in the 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
刚才肖清志弟兄说，不晓得李牧师要讲这一个除他以外别无拯救一共有几集。
Just now our presider questioned how many times are we going to repeat the same title of the sermon in no one else that salvation can be found.
我不知道，但是我知道有一个传道人把哥林多前书十三章连续讲了二十六个礼拜天。
Perhaps not to directly answer this question, I'd like to mention that the preacher had used the First Corinthians chapter 13 to preach 26 sermons.
所以二十六次等于一年的一半，一年只有五十二个礼拜，所以他一口气讲了二十六次。这个主日崇拜的题目是《哥林多前书》十三章。
So 26 out of 52 weeks, that's half of a year.
就是我想到有一个传道人，他讲一篇一节圣经，他大概讲了三个月。
There is another preacher using only one verse in the Bible, and he can preach on the same topic for 12 times.
Same verse, 约翰福音三章十六节。
John 3:16.
他讲了三次，四十一个月、两个月以后呢，的执事会开始有一点不耐烦。
After he repeated it several times, the board of deacons start to run out of patience.
所以他们推来推去，肖主席就非要代表执事会，这个跟牧师就谈一谈。
So eventually they elected the board of the chairman of the board to go to speak to the pastor.
他说牧师，如果你没有什么别的道可讲，你就告诉我们，我们另外找别人讲吧。
They very politely approached the pastor and said, if you really don't have anything else to preach, we can invite someone else.
他说我有很多很多可以讲，但是圣灵每一次都感动我要讲同样一篇信息。
The pastor responded by saying, indeed, I have much to teach you, but every time the Holy Spirit moved me to preach on this very subject.
执事会主席说，你知道吗？你已经讲了两个月了，不是很短的时间。
Then the chairman of the board and said, you know, you have been on the same verse for 2 months now. It's not a short span of time.
那个牧师说，如果弟兄姊妹还不重生，我会再讲下去。
Then the pastor responded by saying,If you still have not been born again, I would just have to continue to preach the same verse.
所以你们为我祷告，我真的不知道要讲几集这一个题目。
So whether how many more times I have to preach on the same subject is really rest on your response.
请各位翻回到刚才我们所读的《使徒行传》第四章。
So let's turn to the Acts of Apostles, chapter 4.
上个礼拜我们已经提到彼得从第八节到第十二节做了一个伟大的宣告。
A week ago, we spoke about from verse 8 through 12, a tremendous proclamation made by Peter.
我觉得不单是一段伟大的宣告，事实上也是一段伟大的宣战。
I'd like to go beyond just a tremendous proclamation. I would call it as a tremendous declaration of war.
因为彼得不单单在那个时候对着逮捕他的政治和宗教的领袖发出这样的宣战。
Because Peter was facing more than just the political leaders with this proclamation.
如果我们能够了解这一节圣经的深度的话，
If we can go deeper on this verse,
彼得也是向着历世历代的文化思想宗教哲学和政治理论提出一个极大的挑战。
He was also challenging the cultural background and the political system of the time.
我们知道在神学的课程里面有一门叫做护教学。
We understand in the theology there's one kind of a theory, it's called apologetic.
那么这个护教学对彼得来讲他是非常看重。
Peter pays tremendous attention to this so-called apologetic.
因为在彼得前书三章十五节，彼得说过这样的话。
Because Peter mentioned in the writing that he wrote, verse 3:15.
那么他在彼得前书里面告诉我们说，只要心里尊主基督为圣，若有人问你们心中盼望的缘由，就要常做准备，用温柔敬畏的心回答个人。
First Peter 3:15. But in your hearts set apart Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give him an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have.
弟兄姊妹，今天在这一个，特别是在这样的一个二十世纪末期的时代里面。
Dear brothers and sisters, especially in the, when we come into the closing of the 20th century,
许多的人对基督教产生许许多多的兴趣，也有许多人对基督教发出许多的问题。
Many had expressed their interest in Christianity as well as questions in Christianity.
我觉得在这一代的基督徒，我们有责任回答这些慕道者心里面的渴望和问题。
Therefore, as a Christian of this generation, it is our responsibility to be able to provide answers to those questions.
在信仰，特别是传福音的这个经历里面，我们要学习怎么样兵来将挡，水来土掩。
Especially in the way of preparing ourselves to preach the gospel, we have to find every ways of able to defend and to be able to offend.
这是护教学的范围。
This is the circumspect of apologetics.
是非常重要的，我们在神学上不能忽略的东西。
This is a very important aspect which we cannot ignore.
以我们中国人来讲，
as a Chinese,
我们最容易被问的一些问题，大概都可以分的几个我们很熟悉的类别。
As a Chinese, the most often asked questions can be easily categorized.
譬如说，最近这十多年，有许多从中国大陆国内来的一些朋友们。
For example, over the last about 10 years or so, there are many people came out of mainland China.
在信仰上，我们必须回答一个问题，是不能避免的：创造论和进化论的分别在哪里？
For example, an unavoidable question is what is the difference between creationism and evolutionism?
那么顺便提一下，今天的这个影片班就是放这样的一个影片。
I just want to remind you today in adult Sunday school time.The video viewing subject is on this very subject.
如果你对这个题目有兴趣，等一下散会以后十一点半，请你去看，在这个影片里面告诉我们，在这一个创造论和这个进化论的分别到底在哪里。
So today in the video class after the sermon, the subject matter is what is the difference between creation and evolution.
你对一个中国的老先生传福音的时候，
as you preach the gospel to an elderly Chinese,
你不能不让他知道孔孟之道和基督教的启示的道理有什么不一样。
You have to be able to tell the difference between Christianity and the Confucianism and so forth.
我怕今天有许许多多的基督徒不求甚解，这些问题都没有答案，然后呢，我们一头栽在沙堆里面，做一个属灵的鸵鸟。
What worries me is a Christian who could not really tell the difference and cannot provide the right answer, yet he has to face the problem.
Campus Crusade for Christ 学员传道会，他们出了一本非常出名的护教学，为一般信徒所预备的。我刚才来的时候忘记到图书馆去看看，可能我们图书馆有这本书。
There's a very important book in the subject of apologetic was published by Campus Crusade.
铁证代办有没有？很厚的，在图书馆，在这个书店里面。
It's called Evidence That Demands a Verdict.
在那本书里面，几乎把许多西方世界对于基督教的一些问题的答案都有详细的这个记录。
Because it's a very important book because it researched about finding most of the answers you can think of the questions.
Apologetics 这个字跟 apology 很明显是同样一个字根。
Apologetic is clearly related with the word apology.
Apology 是什么意思呢？
What do you mean?
道歉，对不起，赔偿，这样的一个意思。
Apology means you apologize to someone.
所以这个护教学多多少少有一点从被动的角度来看基督教传福音的工作。
Apologetic in a straight sense means you protecting the truth. However, it approaches from a perhaps more passive way.
在使徒行传四章十二节给我们看见要我们去做护教学的这个彼得，在彼得行传三章十五节他所说的，在使徒行传四章十二节他传福音的策略是完全不一样。
Here Peter, although he's using a fairly different approach on apologetic,
他说除他以外别无拯救，他是一个主动出击而不是一个被动防御。
Because Peter said in no one else the salvation can be found, so he's on the offense.
所以今天我们传福音这两方面的策略我们都需要。
In preaching the gospel, we need to be able to take both kinds of strategy.
一方面，我们要知道今天非基督徒慕道的朋友，他们心里面的问题是什么。
First, we must understand the problem in non-Christians.
我们要学会回答他们的问题。
We have to learn how to answer their questions.
而彼得提醒我们说，要常做准备，然后用温柔敬畏的心来回答个人。
Yet Peter then also said we should all be prepared, be able to answer the question with gentleness and with respect.
但是在使徒行传四章十二节，我们看见彼得大有胆量的宣告一个福音的正面的攻击和积极性。
Yes, indeed, in the Acts 4:12, Peter also took offense. He boldly proclaimed, "In no one else the salvation can be found."
四章十二节他讲完以后。四章十三节告诉我们说，他们看见彼得、约翰的胆量。
As follow to verse 13, it says those people they saw the courage of Peter and John.
弟兄姊妹，彼得在那边讲一些话是让他们 heard， 但是十三节说 they saw， 他们看见他的胆量。
As Peter and John when they proclaim this。They make people feel hurt, yet in the meantime, they saw their courage.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们在这里再一次被提醒一件事情，基督教不是单单给人听的，基督教是要给人看的。
So the Christianity goes beyond to us people just to listen, but also for people to see.
今天的基督教也许经得起人家听，但是我们常常发现，今天基督教经不起人家看。
Perhaps it's good to listen, it's worthwhile to listen to Christianity, but due to the lacking of our Christians, sometimes we are not worthy for them to see.
请人来这里听道固然是重要的。
It is important to invite someone here to hear the message.
而让人先在你的身上看见耶稣是更重要的。
It is more important to be able to make people to see Jesus on your behavior.
他们看见彼得的胆量。
When he saw the courage of Peter,
因为彼得在使徒行传四章十二节，他很有胆量的宣告两件事情。
Because he very boldly proclaimed two things in verse 12.
第一，他宣告这个世界是有病的。
First, he proclaimed the world is sick.
因为四章十二节说这个世界是需要拯救的。
Because he proclaimed the world needs salvation.
上个礼拜我说这个十二节的拯救和第九节的痊愈在希腊文原文的字根是一样
的。The root word of in Greek salvation is the same as heal.
In verse 9. 在第九节说这个四十几岁得医治的病人他得到痊愈和后来他讲说你们要得救这两个字根是一样。
In verse 9 when he talked about this person who is about 40 years old,And he was healed. The word healed is the same root as salvation.
这个世界需要得救，也就是说，这个世界需要得医治。
So to say this world needs salvation is also the same as saying this world needs healing.
这个世界需要得医治，也就证明这个世界有病。
Because you need healing, that proves that you are sick.
在圣经里面，把灵性的病，把它叫做。罪
The spiritual illness is synonymous to sin.
上个礼拜我曾经跟弟兄姊妹在这里从心里面真是把负担跟大家分享，重新好好的看圣经给罪下的定义。
So a week ago, I was trying to share with you a definition of sin.
上个礼拜我讲完以后，出奇的，大概是我在这边十几年讲到收到反应。听到弟兄姊妹跟我打电话当面跟我讲大概反应最多的一次大概是上个礼拜
Interestingly, last week was the week that we received the most responses from you for so many years of preaching in this church
有许多的弟兄姊妹告诉我 不是许多就跟我讲的那些弟兄姊妹里面有一些人告诉我他们说李牧师我信主那么多年经过你一讲我对罪才有正确的一个认识
Some of the responses told me that with your sermonI began to have a correct view of sin.
他说，当然他是代表一个人。他说，我猜在我们教会四五百人当中，大概有将近五百人不知道这个定义。
And his reaction, his feeling was maybe for for close to 500 people in our church, they're close to 500 people don't really know what sin is.
因为我们一般对罪的认识，如果用上个礼拜我所说，中国人常常讲有过之而无不及，有过和不及这两个角度来看，我们今天所认识的只是过的那一方面，罪的定义，不及那一方面，我们比较生疏或者不知道。
A week ago, I mentioned about whether you are purposely committing or you've been inadequate, and we have maybe incorrect view of the differences of these two.
什么叫过？
What do we mean by, say, transgression?
就是做了不该做的事情叫过。
You have committed something you are not supposed to do.
什么叫不及？
What is inadequate?
就是没有做该做的事叫不及。
Is what you have not done what you should have.
我再说一遍哈，可能有一点麻烦。过呢，就是你做了不该做的那条线，你超越那条线，这叫过。
To commit something wrong is you're not supposed to do that, but you've done it.
不及呢，就这条线在那里，你没有做到所该做的，这不及。
Inadequate means there's something you're supposed to do, but you didn't do it.
我举个例子。
Another example,
十诫
the Ten Commandments.
十诫里面的第六诫讲什么？
What is the sixth commandment?
不是，不可杀人。
Is not to kill people.
Do not kill. 很简单，不可杀人。
Do not kill.
十诫的第五诫是什么？当孝敬父母。
The fifth commandment is to honor your parents.
好。如果你发了一顿脾气
If you getting angry
不小心把父亲杀死了
Accidentally you killed your parent
你知道你犯了第六戒对不对
Of course you committed the sixth commandment
当然我们犯罪啊
Of course you sinned
但是我们没有注意到神的标准不是单单从过这个角度来看
So from the God's standard it did not stop toThe exact crime you have committed.
杀父或者弑父，这是你不该做，但你做了的事情。
Killing your parent is something, of course, you should not have done.
圣经说不可杀人哈，但是杀父亲也是杀人，对不对
？Do not kill, including.
有一次有一个人问我，他说：“李牧师，基督徒可不可以自杀？”
One time, someone asked me, "Can Christian commit suicide?"
我实在痛苦得不得了，我想无路可走了，只有短路一条，所以去自杀了。
He was contemplating about the possibility.
说圣经上哪里有说不可以自杀
？He asked me where it was recorded in the Bible you cannot kill yourself.
我说十诫的第六诫讲得很清楚。
I told him it's the sixth commandment.
他说哪里那说不可杀人？我说你不是人。
Do not kill. That's inclusive.
所以第六诫叫不可杀人，我们是过了。
So do not kill. If you kill someone, that's a crime.
但是在第五诫告诉我们说，我们当孝敬父母。
And on the fifth commandment, thou shalt honor your parents.
所以上个礼拜我说，你杀了父亲，你犯罪。
You kill your father, you commit a crime.
你不孝顺你的父亲，你也犯罪。这是圣经的标准，不是我说的。
Do not honor your parents, it's also a sin.
所以我才应用到我们夫妇的关系上面。
Therefore, I use them to apply to the relationship between husbands and wives.
上个礼拜那个姊妹不懂什么叫老婆，所以我说打老婆，她问我一下，打妻子、伤害妻子、伤害配偶，当然是罪。
Yes, you beat your spouse, it's a sin.
但是弟兄姊妹，你不爱你的配偶，是不是罪呢？
It is also a sin if you do not love your spouse.
如果从这个角度我们来看罪的话。
If you look at a sin from this angle,
第六戒是过是罪，第五戒是不及也是罪。
Whether you committed an obvious crime or you haven't done what you're supposed to do, in either way, they are sins.
所以，作恶是罪。
Therefore, conducted evil things is a sin.
所以，不行善也是罪。
If you have not done something that is good, it is also a sin.
所以在雅各书第四章十七节告诉我们说，知道行善而不去行，这就是他的罪了。
Therefore, in James 4:17, if you know what is good but you didn't do it, it is also a sin.
彼得大胆地宣告，世人都犯了罪。后来保罗把他讲得更清楚。
Peter proclaimed that the world is all sick and all have sinned. And Paul later magnified him.
保罗在罗马书三章二十三节告诉我们说，世人都犯了罪，亏缺了上帝的荣耀。
In Romans 3, chapter 3, 24, Paul said, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
这节圣经我们很熟。
We're all very familiar with this passage.
但是很少人好好深入地去思想。
But many have not really given it a deep thought.
世人都犯了罪。
All have sinned.
亏缺了上帝的荣耀，可见保罗所说的是在上帝的眼中来看人，不是从人的律法、人的道德、人的这些伦理来看。
All have sinned, have fallen short the glory of God. Therefore, Paul view it from the view of God, not from a law of people.
所以今天很多人拍胸膛说我不是罪人。
So many would have pat on their chest and say, I'm not a sinner.
当然你不是罪人，今天才坐在这里。
Because you have not committed any crime, so you're free to sit here.
对不对？你是罪人的话，你今天在监牢里面听到，不会在这里听到。
If you are a criminal by the sense of legal sense, and you would be in jail.
但是今天我们讲到罪是在上帝的面前。
However, the definition of sin is defined by God.
所以不只是在这个地方我们看见彼得宣告世人需要拯救。
So here, not only Peter proclaimed that the whole world needs salvation.
他也宣告上帝有解药。
He also proclaimed that the Lord had provided a solution.
我们很多人喜欢看武侠小说。
And many of you like to read kung fu stories.
啪打了一下，糟糕，他中毒了。
And he was hit by something, that hit was poisonous.
然后我就告诉他，除了我这个解药，对不起，你没有办法解这个药这个毒。
Then I would tell him that no one else has hold the antidote for the poison.
彼得说世界有病。
So Peter proclaimed the world is sick.
讲到世界有罪。
He said the world has sinned.
他也讲到耶稣上帝给我们解救的方法。
Then he proclaimed the Lord Jesus has provided a way for salvation.
这十多年我侍奉主今年三十年哈，在过去十多年来有一样事情在我心里面有很强的一个提醒和负担。
For the last about 10 years or so, there's a strong reminder in my heart.
不管是我个人向人传福音或者站在讲台上讲道。
Whether I'm on the in a personal evangelism or whether I'm preaching on the pulpit.
我以前讲过，原谅我今天再说一遍，我很看重供求的问题。
I think it's very important to look at the supply and the demand side of the story.
那么换句话说，当我去跟一个人传福音的时候，我是不是传的福音是他的需要，或者他知道这是他的需要？
So when I preach the gospel to someone, I need to know whether I'm providing a need for this person.
我有一点担心，今天有很多人传福音是一厢情愿的，哇，好像开一个留声机一样，啊，一放在 on， 然后就开始讲完以后，传了福音没有？传了，传完以后，人家听不听？人家信不信？人家有什么反应？根本就不管。
Many would preach the gospel in a unilateral sense. He's only there to supply. He doesn't really care whether the receiving is in demand.
因为什么讲道也是一样。
It is same way for preaching.
那么我在这边大声疾呼，下面说，跟我没关系。
Maybe I was proclaiming everything here on the pulpit, but you said I really have nothing to do with that.
如果今天教会里面到了一个地步说供不应求，哎呀，我们要感谢主，就是供太少，求很多，但起码我们在供。
If people say our supply is insufficient for the demand, we want to praise the Lord.
要起码我们有供，对不对？我们起码有答案，起码有解药，起码有救法。
At least in the way we're providing, and people are demanding what we supply.
可惜今天教会不是供不应求，今天教会是供不对求。
What is wrong here in churches today is what is being supplied is mismatched with what is being demanded.
请你们为英文部要找牧师的事情祷告。
Please pray for our search for the English minister.
我们要找一个人是能够供对求的人。
We need to find someone who knows how to supply the right kind of thing for the demand.
到底现在这个时候，在这个地方，我们需要怎么样的一个英文部的牧师
exactly what is the right English pastor for this church.
Peter 把共对着那个球，或者说他先宣告他们的球，然后宣告那个共。
Peter first pointed out what they need, then he provided an answer.
彼得讲到说这个世界需要拯救，而又提到跟罪有关系的时候，可见他把罪的严重性看得很清楚。
So Peter first mentioned about the salvation, then he mentioned about sin that relates to how important the sin is.
保罗在罗马书六章二十三节告诉我们说，罪的工价乃是死。
Paul went on in Romans 6:23 and said, "The wage of sin is death."
在那个地方，我们再一次发现，圣经里面有许许多多我们惯用的名词，跟我们惯用的解释和印象不一样。
This reminds us once again some of the familiar terms in the Bible may be somewhat different.From our familiar interpretation.
因为在罗马书六章二十三节讲到罪的工价乃是死，跟我们一般对死的观念是不一样的，那定义是不同的。
For example, in Romans 6:23, when Paul mentioned about the wage of sin is death, the definition of death there is somewhat different from what you think what death is.
我在准备的时候，使我想到三个月前的往事。
And as I prepare this, this reminded me, my personal.Life about 3 months ago.
去年十月十号。
Last year on October 10th.
三点五十分下午，我赶到 Atlanta 的一个医院。
3:50 p.m. I arrived in a hospital at Atlanta.
我母亲在三点三十分已经停止呼吸。
My mother stopped breathing at 3:30.
当然，我以前在这边讲过。一个人的 vital signs 已经完全对我母亲来讲已经完全没有了。
I've mentioned this before. At that point, my mother had lost all the vital signs.
因为有人告诉我哈，说一个人呢的耳朵是最后失去功用的一个器官。
Someone has told me before that a person's ear would be the last one to lose.Its function.
就是说，什么东西都停了，心跳也停了，呼吸也没有了，眼睛也不张开来，但是他的耳朵还可以听到话。有人跟我这样说。
Perhaps a person has no heartbeat, has closed eyes and no breathing, but maybe the cells in the ear were the last one to cease function.
最后三点五十分到了医院，到了我母亲的床边，我用嘴巴贴住她的耳朵，讲了许多的话。
So when I arrived at the hospital at 3:50, I approached her ear. I spoke a lot of words into her.
我告诉她我想念她，我告诉她我爱她。
I told her I miss her. I told her I love her.
我告诉她放心，爸爸我们会照顾。
We told her that do not worry about Dad. We will take care of him.
我告诉她我一定会做你的乖儿子。
I told her I will be your good son.
我告诉她你所关心的孙子我也关心。
I told her I will care your grandchildren.
我一直跟她讲了有好长的一段时间的话。
I repeated those words for quite a while.
但是她死了。
But she was dead.
什么意思呢？她不能回话。
What do I mean? Because she could not respond to what I said to her.
她只能够听。也许能听，我不知道他听见多少。
Perhaps she could listen, could hear. I have no way of knowing how much she could hear.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫死？
Dear brothers and sisters, what do we mean by death?
Vital signs 没有了。
When there is no vital signs, it's called death.
但死在这里有个更深的含义，就是隔绝 ，separation 的意思。
Yet here, when Paul mentioned about the death means Separation from God.
你可以跟他讲话，他没有回应。
You can speak to this person, and you could not hear any response.
所以有人问，说非基督徒祷告神听不听
？Many question, would God listen to a non-Christian's prayer?
我想神只听非基督徒的一种祷告，一个祷告。
I believe the Lord would only listen to one prayer from a non-Christian.
照着真理来讲，一个非基督徒许多的祷告，神是不听的。
According to the truth, many of the praying of a non-Christian, the Lord will not listen.
因为他和上帝之间有一个死的隔绝。
Because there is a separation between a non-Christian and a God, which is called death.
只有一个祷告他听，就是说主啊，我要活，让我得救，让我跟你有新的关系。这个祷告，上帝必然听。
Only the prayer with words like, Lord, I wanted to be saved. I want to be your Christian.
所以什么叫做整活，让我得救，让我跟你有新的关系。这个祷告，上帝必然听。
Only the prayer with words like, Lord, I wanted to be saved. I want to be your Christian.
所以什么叫做拯救？
What do we mean by salvation?
怎么解决罪的问题呢？
How do we solve the problem of sin?
就是把这个隔绝，把这个鸿沟，把它补回去，这个叫做得救。
It is able to remove the separation or to be able to fill this gap.
让我回过头来再稍微多提一点这个隔阂的这一件事情。
So let me spend a little more time on the subject separation.
弟兄姊妹，这说明一个很严重的事情。
This describes a very significant problem.
一个犯罪的信徒，他的灵觉会越来越迟钝，就是这个原因。
A Christian, he's continuing to sin, and his feeling, his senses will become dull.
因为他犯一次罪，他跟神之间就多一个死的关系。
The one more time that this person sinned, there will be one more layer of separation.
因为罪的工价就是死，罪的结果就是死。
Because a wage of sin is death, is separation.
如果一个基督徒犯罪，就中间就多一层的隔绝。
When a Christian continues to sin, he's building up such separation.
弟兄姊妹，如果你的灵觉已经迟钝甚至麻木了，弟兄姊妹，我要劝你快快快快的回到神的面前来。
Brothers and sisters, if your spiritual senses have been diminishing, I demand and ask you to come back.
所以当我们讲到这里，我们就突然发现，为什么彼得能够那么大胆地宣告一个那么 exclusive、那么排他性的一句话。
So here we see why Peter was able to make such a very exclusive proclamation.
下个礼拜我要讲一个跟这个有关系的，是用约翰福音十四章第六节，是另外一句主耶稣宣告很 exclusive 的一句话。
Next week, I'm going to use another verse was proclaimed exclusively by Jesus himself.
因为没有一个人古今中外除了耶稣以外可以解决这一个问题。
Because no one else throughout the whole history, no one else except Jesus can solve this problem.
中国人说前无古人后无来者，用在这一句话是完全对。
In a Chinese saying, there's no one before and no one else to follow, it can be applied precisely here.
主耶稣做了很多事，但是归纳有两件最重要的跟这个有关的。
Jesus done many things, but in conclusion, there are two things are related to this verse.
第一，他为罪人而死。
First, he died for sinners.
第二，他从死里复活。
Second, he was resurrected from death.
主为罪人钉十字架。
The Lord was nailed to the cross for sinners.
你看他死以前，基督教的仇敌是谁呢？是法利赛人。
So before his death, who were the enemies of Christians? They were the Pharisees.
这些法利赛人一看耶稣说只死一家别无分号，那我是什么呢？
When Jesus proclaimed he is only salvation, the Pharisees look at themselves, who am I then? What are we doing here?
我以前说过，在台湾中华路有个店叫老狗不理，后来在对面又有一个店叫真正老狗不理，原来是北京的狗不理的翻版，不知道怎么翻译。 Anyway, 所以很多时候我们就发现许许多多的人都觉得我是正牌的，我是对的。
So in many people's eyes, they will view themselves to be the only one and only.
所以对法利赛人，他们受不了耶稣给他们带来的刺激。
So the Pharisees could not tolerate the challenge presented by Jesus.
主为罪人钉十字架而死，得罪了所有的法利赛人。
So when Jesus was nailed to the cross and died for all the sinners, the Pharisees felt being offended.
主为罪人从死里复活，得罪了所有的撒都该人。
When Jesus raised from death, he had offended all the Sadducees.
那么这些撒都该人，因为他们基本上在犹太人当中，他们是不相信天使，不相信人会复活的。
Because the Sadducees don't believe in angels, don't believe in resurrection.
所以我们看第四章第一节就发现撒都该人上台了。
So here we see the Sadducees came up.
在第四章第一节，那个时候因为他们反对耶稣基督，这个复活的这一个信息。
Because they were the ones opposed to the message that the Lord has resurrected.
第一，耶稣为罪人死。
So first, the Lord died for sinners.
或者说耶稣替罪人死。
Or he died for those sinners.
希伯来书九章二十二节告诉我们说，若不流血，罪就不得赦免。这是神给我们看见的一个定律。
In the Hebrews, it says, without blood shedding, the sins cannot be forgiven.
我刚信主不久，那是差不多35年前。刚信主不久，我听到一个故事，一直到现在30几年来，印象很深刻。
35 years ago, I heard a story I still remember.
我不知道那个故事是不是王牧师讲的，因为这一类很精彩的故事，那个时候都是从王牧师那里来的。
Maybe that story was related with Pastor Wang.
他提到这个故事，我在这边也讲过，不过合适在今天这个题目，所以我再提一遍。
So maybe I have spoken about this story before, but I'd like to do it again.
说到一个男孩子十分调皮捣蛋。
And there was a fairly naughty boy.
那么他全家呢只怕爸爸。
In his household, the only person he's afraid of is his father.
就爸爸在他乖，爸爸不在他就烦。
So he would behave well when his father was present, but he would be a totally different person when his father was absent.
有一天他听到爸爸要出远门，哎呀，他好高兴，因为爸爸要出去一个月。
And one day he was very happy because he heard his father was going to travel away from the home for a month.
我常常跟我的孩子讲，你不要以为我们笨，你聪明，你要知道是谁生的。
Don't think you can outsmart me because guess where did you come from?
因为这爸爸也不好逗，这爸爸知道这个月这个孩子会出什么事情。
The father, of course, is no dumb, and he anticipated what could happen.
他就跟这个孩子讲。
Then he talked to this child.
我要出去一个月。
I'm going to be away for a month.
然后一个月回来，我要看你乖不乖。
A month later, I'm going to see how well you have behaved.
这孩子说是。
The son said yes.
那你要怎么办呢？
What are you going to do?
他说我要给妈妈一个特别的权。
The father says, I'm going to give your mother a special power.
这一个月的中间里面，你如果做一个坏事。
For each of the wrong things you have done in this month.
我要妈妈就拿一块木板出来，在这木板上钉一个钉子。
I want your mother to, for each thing you have done wrong, I will put a nail on this piece of wood.
一个月以后，算钉子，算账。
So a month later, when I return, I'm going to count the number of nails to count the number of evil things you have done.
爸爸放心啊，我是长大了啊，你不要担心。
Do not worry, father. I'm a grown up now, and I behave myself.
3天5天一个礼拜还不错。
In the first 3-5 days, he was fine.
第二个礼拜，江山易改，本性难移。
And on the second week, his true nature started to reveal.
开始捣蛋。
He started to play naughty.
他妈妈还忍耐他。
And that week, the mother was still tolerant.
你再做坏事，我钉钉子了。
If you continue to do this, I'm going to start use the nail.
这孩子太不像话，所以终于就钉子就钉上去了。
So eventually, there was intolerable anymore. The nail started to show on a piece of wood.
一个月的故事是很长。
Okay, the whole month of the stories involved many nails.
我们跳到完结篇吧，到最后。
So at the end of the month,
爸爸快回来了。
The father was just about to arrive home.
那孩子有一天到厨房一看那块木板。
The boy went to the kitchen and saw this big piece of wood.
大哭一场。
He started to cry.
惨了。
Oh, I'm in trouble.
整个木板都是钉子。
The wood was filled with nails.
爸爸还有3天就回来。
There are 3 more days, the father will be home.
怎么办？
What am I supposed to
do? 妈妈心到底软。
Of course, the mother has always have soft.
她说好了，3天你做一个好事，我给你拔一个钉子。
Then he said, for each of the good things you do for the remaining 3 days, each of them, I will pull a nail.
扫地吸尘，这残血，什么事情都来了。哎呀，感谢主，3天钉子都拔光了。
So the boy did many good things and able to remove all the nails on the wood.
哇，他好高兴，因为明天可以欢迎爸爸回来。
So the next day, he felt very happy because he can welcome now his father.
但是他再把那个木板看一看。
But then he looked at that board, a piece of wood.
又哭起来了。
Then he cried again.
他说妈怎么办？
He said, Mom, what am I supposed to do?
钉子不在，钉痕还在。
Maybe the nails are gone, but the holes are still there.
爸爸给的是一个很新的木板，现在都是洞洞啊，很多洞洞。这个是怎么来的呢？
And Dad gave you a new piece of wood, and now there are so many holes on this wood.
妈妈一想也有道理。
So the mother felt, well, that was reasonable.
那怎么办呢?
What am I supposed to
do? 妈妈说我想到一个办法。
I have a way.
爸爸车房里面有没有一罐用剩的红油漆?
Is there a leftover can of red paint in the garage?
赶紧把它拿进来。
So he took that can in.
那个妈妈就把油漆油在那个木头上。
Then the mother painted that wood over with red paint.
油了一次，还有一点点，再油一层。
Painted over and over,
over and over, 就漆了好几层，终于把那些洞都把它遮盖起来。
Eventually, all these paints filled the holes.
所有的故事要来描写解释真理，都有不完全的地方。
Of course, all the stories will have an imperfect point.
但是这个故事多少给我们看见两个很重要的真理。
But this story teaches us two important truths.
在上帝的面前，将功赎罪是行不通的。
In the eyes of the Lord, if you do good deeds to repay your sins, was not enough.
当我们做了一件事情，我们已经有了记录，就是有了记录。
When you have done something wrong, when it's been recorded, it is recorded.
第二，我们看见只有用遮盖，用耶稣基督的宝血，才能够解决我们所有心思意念、言语、口舌和行为生活的罪。
Second, only with a perfect cover, like the blood of Jesus Christ, can cover all the sins of us.
你有耶稣的宝血在你身上吗
？Do you have the blood of Jesus to cover you?
有一次，有穆迪去问一个人。
One time, the famous preacher Moody asked a person,
他就问那个人说，你对得救有把握吗？
He asked him, are you sure of your salvation?
那个人看看这个人很讨厌，就说 mind your own business, 管你自己的事吧。
So this person turned, looked at Moody and said, why don't you mind your own business?
那 Moody 很谦卑地说 this is my business, 这个就是我的事。
And Moody said, this is my business.
那个人说 then you must be Moody.
Then the person said, 你大概就是目的，目的。
我盼望我们在主的面前真是像目的一样，真是有一个关心人得救的心。
I hope we all have the same heart, that we care and concern for other people's salvation.
让我们关心我们这个教会每一个人是不是有得救把握，我们有这样的心。
We should all care for everyone in this church.Do we have the assurance of salvation?
请为我祷告，这个题目每一次都没有讲完，那么这样可以连续，继续的讲下去。
Please pray for me because I am going to continue on the same subject.
我今天选了一首诗歌做结束，438首，是一个中国牧师苏佐阳牧师所写的一首诗歌。
438 was written and composed by a Chinese.
很美的一首诗歌，但愿我们借助这首诗歌想到主的救恩、主的奇妙、主的爱。
It's a beautiful hymn, and hope this will remind us His love and His salvation.
没有英文，